This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs Only used car dealership with a full-line service department. Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. The Carsonville-Port Sanilac School District's Board of Education wants to purchase some land in order to expand its holdings. The board approved a purchase agreement for land next to the elementary school, but it is dependent on the final terms of the purchasing agreement. The land that the district wants is a little under an acre in size, and they want it for the district to be able to expand their parking, which would improve the traffic flow. And in other district matters, there will also be a free teen heart screening for those aged 13 to 19 from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, October the 25th, at the Sandusky High School Gymnasium. The screening, which was developed by Beaumont Hospital, combines a simple health history and non-invasive screening to look for signs of HCM, which is a serious heart condition that is the number one cause of sudden cardiac death in young athletes. Affecting approximately 1 in 300 people, it usually does not show any symptoms ahead of time. The stress on the heart during strenuous activities puts those with HCM at higher risk for sudden death. And another local and regional news for today. The St. John's Lutheran Church at 7369 Byrne Road in Pigeon will be hosting a blood collection drive. The collection drive will be 1 week from today on Friday, October the 24th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Although walk-ins are welcome, scheduling an appointment is still suggested. If you'd like to schedule an appointment, you can do so online at redcrossblood.org. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
It's starting to get colder outside, and that means you need to make sure your car, truck, or SUV is in tip-top shape. This is Tyler Hansen. Remember, Al Hansen Motors is the only used auto dealer in the Thumb with a full-line service department. This week I have a clean 2014 Ford F-150 Supercab 4x4. It has a 5-liter V8 and is equipped with Bluetooth, full power, and cloth interior. With only 100,000 miles and virtually no rust, come take it for a test drive and take it home for just $16,980. I also have a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4. It has heated seats all around, cooled front seats, a backup camera, leather, full power, front and rear park assist, power tailgate, power rear window, navigation, remote start, and a 5.7 Hemi V8. With 88,000 miles, I am asking $28,780. Looking for an SUV? We have a 2022 Chevy Trailblazer RS. It's all-wheel drive and has heated seats, heated steering wheel, a backup camera, Bluetooth, lane keep assist, collision detection, and remote start. It has 45,000 miles, and I'm asking $24,980. And if you need something less than 100,000 miles for under 10 grand, I have a 2015 Ford Escape. It's all-wheel drive, has full power, heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, a backup camera, and remote start. With 92,000 miles, it's only $99.80.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. A judge says that she will require federal immigration officers in the Chicago area to wear body cameras after the use of tear gas was used against protesters. Federal Judge Sarah Ellis also ordered a senior official to court next week to talk about an enforcement operation that has led to more than 1,000 arrests. Ellis says she was a, quote, little startled after seeing TV images of clashes between agents and the public during President Donald Trump's administration immigration crackdown. Ellis said that it seems her earlier order related to handling encounters with protesters is not being followed, and she wants to talk with both sides next week about the use of body cameras. A lawyer for the government says media reports have been, quote, one-sided. And in other national and international news, more evacuees from coastal Alaskan villages flooded by high surf last weekend are arriving in Anchorage. Officials say one of the most significant airlifts in Alaska history was underway following a devastating typhoon. Hundreds of people are being flown to the state's largest city by military transport jets and being put up in an area at the University of Alaska of Anchorage. Officials announced the airlifts on Wednesday. Some villages on the state's southwest coast were flooded by the remnants of Typhoon Halong last weekend. Dozens of homes were swept away, some with people still inside. At one point, the storm left around 1,500 residents in makeshift shelters. One person was confirmed dead, and two are still missing. You're listening to WLAW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net.